everybody, and welcome to Laughing Liberally Milwaukee, the podcast, brought to you by the Shepherd Express. I'm your host, Matthew Filipovich. Every episode, I'm going to bring on one of the regular comedians from Laughing Liberally Milwaukee, which, in addition to being the podcast that you're listening to right now, is also a monthly live progressive political stand-up comedy show. We're going to discuss and joke about a news story, and then we'll talk a bit about comedy. Speaking of, our next live in-person show is coming up on Saturday, October the 21st. On that show, we'll have Brian Green, Caitlin McCarthy, AJ Grill, Vanessa Tortolano, the accountants of Homeland Security. We'll have a special activist interview with the Waukesha Rainbowland teacher, Melissa Temple. Advanced tickets are only $8. They're on sale now at laughingliberallymke.com. I'm so excited that our guest this week is the hysterical Sean Vasquez. Sean, thank you so much for being on the show again.
Thanks for having me. Love being back.
All right, so Sean, on previous episodes, we've discussed the complete and utter shamelessness of Wisconsin Republicans, specifically their threats of impeachment against the recently elected Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz, because she had the gall when she was campaigning to actually tell the truth and call our state's extremely rigged gerrymandered maps rigged, which of course they are. One of the loudest voices against Protasiewicz has actually been another Wisconsin Supreme Court justice, albeit from the far right, Rebecca Bradley. She compared the upcoming maps case to the show trial from Alice in Wonderland. She called the case, right, really, she called the case, quote, purely political proceeding. So the whole idea being that Protasiewicz is clearly so partisan. The liberals on the court are so partisan, but the right-wingers are. Oh, no, no, no. Right-wingers are never partisan. The right-wingers insulate themselves from partisanship with a warm blanket made of freedom, apple pie, and asbestos, probably. It turns out, though, that the totally, totally nonpartisan Rebecca Bradley is actually going to be a featured speaker at an upcoming conference of the Federalist Society. If you don't know what the Federalist Society is, they're an ultra-partisan right-wing group that's actually been unbelievably successful in getting ultra-partisan right-wing judges installed all around the country, including the Wisconsin Supreme Court and the U.S. Supreme Court. They probably got Judge Judy her TV show as well. Bradley wrote, the Protasiewicz and the liberals on the court will, quote, strip duly elected Republicans of their seats and deliver them to Democrats. I didn't know you can get congressional seats delivered. I thought you had to go in person. I don't know if it's through Grubhub or TaskRabbit or what. She also said that the case, quote, it reeks of quid pro quo. Because look, anything that signs with Democrats is obviously quid pro quo. Anything that signs with Republicans, it's just following the rule of law. Look, I for one personally find it refreshing that a good amount of Democrats are finally waking up to the fact of how partisan our courts actually are. They've been that way for a long, long time. Rebecca Bradley, watching her hypocritically trying to keep up the facade on this one-sided facade, is sort of like watching a professional wrestler pretending the outcome of the match isn't scripted, which even professional wrestlers don't do that anymore. The whole thing is wild. Sean, what's your take on all this?
It is very classic, like, I'm not a partisan, you're a partisan. I think it's not just Democrats wake up to it. I feel like it's good if everyone just wakes up to that. We were all taught basically it's like political parties for the legislature and the judges, they do their job about balance. I mean, that's obviously not reality.
Nope.
So, you know, to me, it is funny. It is a little bit funny that she would be like, you guys are partisan, we're not partisan. And then just like go to a party with the Federalist Party,
right?
Like go consort with like the most possible partisan group. You could think that's not even hiding it. At least go to like a secret meeting somewhere,
like Skull and Bones or something like that, right?
Exactly, right. Exactly. But a little blatant for my taste.
Yeah, for sure. If people don't know, Federal Society, like, they're essentially been around since like the 1980s. They're essentially the group that's responsible for Roe being overturned, for all the Voting Rights Act being overturned, all the anti-LGBTQ riots, gerrymandering, you know, voting rights being slipped away. That's them. That is the group that decided to do this through the courts. And again, you know, look at the U.S. Supreme Court. They're very, very successful at what they've done, and it's horrible for decent human beings everywhere.
Yeah, when we talk about polar opposites, that's the opposite pole.
Yeah. What's even funnier, too, is like calling all these Republicans and right-wingers calling for Protasiewicz to recuse herself. Literally, like, I think it was like 5 years ago, the Wisconsin Supreme Court, when the Republicans were in charge, actually, the Democrats were proposing these recusal rules, and every single Republican voted against. Oh, no, we're not going to, there's no recusal rules. No, how dare you, we have rules for recusal. And they had the chance to do it, and they did it, and now looks like actually will be some positive consequences from their hypocrisy.
That's well, you know, not used to there being positive repercussions in that regard, but you know, flip-flopping seems to be a very strong Republican stance, if I may say so.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Sean, another aspect of this podcast is actually a discussion of the art of comedy. What I've been asking comics lately, how's comedy been treating lately? What have you been up to? How's what's new comedy-wise with you?
I mean, with me, you know, we'll give that to a second. The comedy that I've been enjoying, at least in part, has been watching nominations and failures of nominations of House speakers. That's been pretty funny.
That's hysterical.
It's kind of a big show. Yeah. Definitely theater. But no, for me, I've been a little bit busy. So I've been doing a few different things. Went back to school. So kind of cut back a little bit on how many shows I was doing, but I will be doing the High Concept show for Mike Johnjack here in Madison. That'll be fun. So I'm going to be doing a presentation about the Detroit Lions because I'm a big Detroit Lions fan.
Okay.
And we're suddenly a good team. So I'm going to make it fun for non-sports fans to share in my joy. But otherwise, yeah, we're looking forward to kind of taking, like I said, some time from the big grind of it and living some life and doing some things kind of, you know, for life to be better. And then we're going to attack comedy hard, so Milwaukee is not going to be able to get rid of me pretty soon.
Well, December, I remember you're on the December Laughing Liberty show, I believe it's December 16th. Does that sound right? I know you're on the calendar, so in December.
That's exactly when that wave is going to start. So I'm going to be, you guys are going to be one of my first ways to go when that starts happening, for sure. Yeah.
Well, so if people want to find you on social media to find out when gigs are, what's going on, where can they find you on the interwebs?
Yeah, so I would say a main spot would be Instagram. Enter the Shawneeverse. So that is where you'll find me. This is also where you'll find my cats.
Excellent. Yeah, adorable. All right, Sean, my friend, thank you so much for what you're doing. Thanks for being on the show again.
Thanks so much. So great to hear from you again. Have a good one.
All right, everybody, I want to thank you so much for listening to episode 81 of Laughing Liberally Milwaukee. We have new episodes with a new comedian on the first and third Wednesday of every month. Please subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can find out more at laughingliberallymke.com. Until next time, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and we'll see you at the next Laughing Liberally Milwaukee.